あれでした、
So many transcendental events are taking place here. The first, even before I came, so much chanting, and then we have the aarti of Radha and Krishna, and followed by the prayers for the worship of Lord Nrisimhadev, and finally we honored Tulasi Devi and Shaligram, who are entering into that Vivaha Sanskara, that marriage ceremony. So in this way there is no end to the blessings that are being invoked, because it is said when one is worshipping, one is glorifying personalities concerned, more house, so where to put the deity, therefore deity in the mind, although some sannyasis are also traveling with their deities, so whatever there is, but the worship of the deity is very special, not just alone, but bringing many people to the deity. This is actually a dimension of deity worship which exceeds the normal regular puja and enters into the transcendental realm. That's where the juice begins in spiritual life, when we somehow or other distribute the mercy, not just simply. Then still we find that within ourselves there are two sides, the spiritual side and the material side. And we find that within us there will be an inner conflict between these two sides. But if we become absorbed in distributing the mercy of the Lord, then very quickly the lower aspect of our nature will diminish and we will become deeply inspired in Krishna consciousness. It was in a state of total inspiration that Srila Prabhupada came to the Western world. He said, not like so many others to beg from the West. He said he did not come to get anything. He did not want anything, and he came to New York walking on his white plastic Vrindavan shoes, right, wearing his simple dhoti and chador, and carrying his umbrella from Calcutta, which he had from the rainy season there, just in case, right? And in this way, Prabhupada was not dependent on the West. He was dependent on Krishna. And he did not come to take anything. He was not looking for some advantage from being in America. Many coming from India could have thought of ways to take some advantage of America. Let's be realistic. There are many ways we can get something out of America. It's not like that. Right? But no, Prabhupada was not interested in any of the material advantages America could offer. Prabhupada simply came to give. He came to give the mercy of Lord Krishna. And he said, how can I do this? These people are really not interested. They have other things on their mind. In fact, all the things that they are doing and that are advertised in big neon light signs on their buildings, meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication and gambling, all these things which are advertised all over their buildings, I come to tell them to stop it. How can it be done? Srila Prabhupada said, my dear Lord, I don't think there is anything I can say to convince them. But I am simply going to repeat your words, and hoping that those words will convince them, because I cannot think of anything to say. In this way, Prabhupada always remained the servant of Krishna, never became an independent spiritual master, a master of bhakti yoga, a master of the art of chanting the holy name. Prabhupada remained the servant of the holy name, the servant of Krishna, who simply repeated the words of Krishna. And in this way, he performed a miracle, without a doubt. We are all taking advantage of that miracle somehow or other.
all of us have been touched by that miracle, and that is why we are here. We may all have some previous connection, some previous punya, some previous credits, but it was not enough to carry us to the present level where we are of intensified devotional service. All of us are indebted to Srila Prabhupada, without a doubt. So this is, therefore, I think it's appropriate that we continue the evening after having first purified ourselves and the entire atmosphere and all the living entities in this room by chanting the holy name, after then worshipping Lord Chaitanya, who is so merciful, and then Lord Nrisingadev, who is known as Vikna Vinasan, who destroys the obstacles on the devotional path, right? Then we worship the pure devotee of the Lord, Srimati Tulasi Devi, and the Lord in his Shaligram form. After that, we can only remember Srila Prabhupada, right? Without actually giving all the credit to him, right? We are not properly seeing things in perspective. Kids, chup karo. What is their nationality? I can say it in different languages. Shut up, kids. Okay. No worries, mate. So, Srila Prabhupada is without a doubt the one who gave us Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada himself once was glorified by his disciples for possessing great qualities of Krishna consciousness and for being a pure devotee. And Prabhupada said that whatever good quality you see in me, said, actually, to tell you the truth, I have no good quality. He said, just like the sun is shining and the light of the sun is reflecting on the moon. So in the same way, if you see any good quality in me, right, then just know it to be the reflections of the good qualities of my spiritual master. I don't have any, but in me you see his good qualities because I'm trying to act upon his order. So all of us can say the same thing. We have no good qualities, but whatever good qualities we have achieved to the extent that we are following his order. Whatever Krishna consciousness we have today, we have to the extent that we have followed his order. And if we fully would have followed his order, then we would have full Krishna consciousness. But who has that? So we continue to gather with great happiness that we can do so as devotees again and again, aspiring devotees again and again, holding programs in the way that Srila Prabhupada taught us, to worship Krishna. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And no one else. Kichit kivalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana. Of only devotion to Krishna. Vasudev para veda, vasudev para maka, vasudev para kriya, vasudev para yoga. Vasudeva para tapa. Vasudeva paro dharmo, Vasudeva paragati. There you go, man. Good on ya. Vasudeva, right, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the purpose of all the Vedas. That is Vasudeva. Vasudeva paramaka means there is no sacrifice to make in this world that is more valuable than a sacrifice for Vasudeva. There is no greater benefit, Vasudeva Parakriya, than serving Lord Vasudev. There is no greater knowledge than knowledge about Vasudev. Right? There is no greater dharma, no greater religious principle than the worship of Lord Vasudev. Right? There is no point in performing any austerity if it is not performed for Lord Vasudev. Because Lord Vasudev, Lord Krishna, is the supreme goal in life. There is no higher goal in life. So many things to do. That we have to do. It is winter now. Everyone has some wool, right? That we take care of. All right. A little heating in Canberra is at its place, obviously. But it's not winter everywhere. In India right now, it is garam, garam, bahut garam, bahut jada garam, oho garam, bahut, bahut, baya, oho garam, garam. All day long, it is just garam, garam, hot, hot, hot. Everyone is just talking hot, hot, hot. Right? And here, cold, cold, cold. So, what can we say? These things are going on. So we make some arrangements, but how much can we worry about that? Right? Someone has the latest automated computerized model which brings the perfect temperature. There is no perfect temperature. It's always something. Always something. So, we have learned to develop tolerance. Tolerance is the beginning of spiritual life. Trinarapi sunichena tarorapi sahisnuna amanina mana dena kirtanya sadahari. One must be more humble than a blade of grass. A blade of grass is blown in the wind. A blade of grass is trampled upon, or a straw in the street. It blows in any direction. It surrenders to whatever is the will of others. A straw in the street is not fixed and firm and stubborn. I'm not moving, right? No way, you know. I'm here and I do what I want. No, a straw in the street just does whatever the wind dictates, right? That's it, you know. So, more tolerant than a tree. And the tree, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, is always rendering service. It offers shade, it offers wood, sometimes fruits, it offers so many things. So the tree is not complaining about any difficulty, but remains the servant. So these are the qualities that we are learning from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dasanu, 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 das. The servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. Not that we have become powerful yogis. Not that we can light the fire by mantra. Oh, ho, 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 baba, mantra, we are lighting fire, yes. What would people do if they could light fire by mantra these days? They would simply light their cigarettes with it, right? So, therefore, in this age, these powers are no longer valuable to us. We would misuse our mystic power. So in the age of Kali, our powers have been reduced. Mandasumandamateo mandabhagya yupadrutta. Not very intelligent, very short-lived, not capable at all, and upadrutta, always disturbed, always. Always agitated. All the time. Always a reason to find something that is just not right. So this is our condition in this age of Kali. What can we do? This is our condition in this age of Kali. And we should understand that we actually are Kali Yuga man and Kali Yuga women. Yes. It doesn't matter wherever we're from, that's what we are. So, for years I was in India. Due to the kindness of my friend, Mr. Yadav. Mr. Yadav, he was a first secretary in the Indian Embassy. And he was being transferred every 3 years, and wherever he was transferred, I would go and visit him. I visited him in Italy. I visited him also in Mozambique, in Africa, in Maputo. And when I was in Maputo, I personally stayed in his flat. And Mr. Yadav wanted to have Harinam. And he said, now we are going to have Harinam around all the embassies. I will show them. So he was in front, eating. I was behind. And we went around all the embassies. And then Mr. Yadav, who was from Gurgaon. Gurgaon is not so far from Delhi, direction south, Jaipur, direction Jaipur. Gurgaon was known as Gurugram. It was the place of Dronacharya, actually. So this Gurgaon is tradition, very traditional place, old place. And Mr. Yadav was there from that place. So he was cooking the typical Gurgaon roti, which is about this thick, serious roti, for breakfast. And I had to eat these rotis and tell him that, oh, very nice rotis. One roti is enough to last for 1 week. Serious roti. And other, and what you cannot finish, you can put, fix it to your shoes, as and you can walk on that for a long time. These rotis are very tough. The good old Gurgaon village roti. Very nice. So, we were eating these rotis and cooking them, etc. And it was just like in the Indian village. Although he had a huge flat, flat from the embassy, real fancy place, he was cooking on little village rotis in the back. Right? I said, Mr. Yadav. I said, the village, right? It is the best. I said, in the village, you know, it's not like in the city where everywhere Kali Yuga is present. He said, oh, but in the village, Kali Yuga is also there. He says, oh, yes, it is, like anything. And we know in every village, in every town and village of the world, whether it is in India or in Japan or here in Australia, right, Kali Yuga has reached. It has. Right. So many things are going on. The Bengali boys used to tell me that sometimes they used to gather at night and they'd roam around the villages and they'd go and they'd steal the chickens and different things and they'd kill them and eat them. Right? And this was like the wild excursions of the village boys. Yes. So it's not only that city boys have their wild excursion, village boys also had their wild excursions, even in India. I'm not going to describe the wild excursions of Australian village boys. I think that would get too wild. We leave it as it is. A little water after that. Yeah, you can fill it up. Fill it up, right? No worries. So, sorry about that. Anyway, back to Kali Yuga. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, there is a very famous verse in the second chapter, verse number 17. I like that verse. Actually, after I took sannyas, by some arrangement, I received sannyas in the Bhaktivedanta Manor in London. Yes. So I was there, and I had to go back to Belgium, because for some reason I had to go to Belgium. So I went by boat. So as I was on the sea, I was reciting this verse, Apuryamanam achala pratistam apasamudra pravisantiyatvat tadvat kamaya pravisanti sarve na sasanti abnoti na kama kame, which is referring to that metaphor of the rivers flowing into the sea, that although there are many rivers that flow into the ocean, the level of the ocean is not affected. Even in the rainy season, the Ganges is overflowing. It pours into the ocean, but the ocean doesn't overflow. Not by the water of the rivers. Level is unaffected. Because the amount of water in the ocean is so great, a little river cannot affect it. Even all the rivers cannot affect it. So in the same way it says that all the... all the desires that flow into the mind of the pure devotee cannot affect him. It cannot, these desires cannot affect him because of the fullness of his heart. His heart is full with Krishna, and therefore material desires cannot affect him. But Prabhupada explains then in the commentary that he said, still, as long as one is embodied, the material desires will affect us. As long as we are embodied, the thought of sinful activity may occur. That may be there. To any man in this age of Kali, the desire is there. But when the heart is very full, then we cannot be affected by such desires. Many simple examples can be given. Like one example I like to give, it's early in the morning, winter time. We are hungry and we walk past the bakery. Oh God, the water runs into your mouth, isn't it? Doesn't it? Huh? Yes. Huh? Yes. Demon! How dare you? This is not vegetarian bread, right? How can you be attracted to it? Huh? Kali Yuga man. The sages would the sages would have never ever even have been attracted, right, to such horrible foodstuffs, right? When they tried to offer Vasistha Muni contaminated foodstuffs, he immediately could understand by mystic power that there were some undesirable substances inside. We do not have that power. We are reading the label E421, even for E416, stearates, magnesium stearate, oops, right, and so on, right? And then we can just about manage. And of course, as Ayodhya Sura said, we are... You want a mic or anytime, let me know whenever you're ready, you know, it's all yours. Anyway, so as as Prabhu said, we don't take such bread. But somehow or other, the body responds. Now that's only bread. There are stronger things that can capture the mind. And yet, we are not interested. Because full with service to Krishna. This is the system. But it's interesting, we are not on the level of the associates of Krishna, such as Uddhava. It is said that Uddhava saw a beautiful young girl, and he said, what is this? My mind is attracted to a beautiful young girl? How is that? My mind is as much attracted to this girl as to Krishna.
I think it's Krishna disguised as a girl. And it was. That's a bit beyond our level, isn't it? I don't think there is anyone these days who can claim to be like Uddhava, because we are not as exalted. It should be understood that in the Satya Yuga, the most pious take birth. And the ones who fail to go back to Godhead, they appear in the Treta Yuga. Those who in the Satya Yuga do not even get the human form of life, who are still animals in the Treta Yuga, and who in the Dwapara Yuga are not much better off, those in the Kali Yuga might get the human form of life, right? Because the standard is down, and in the Kali Yuga, right, the human form of life is practically the same as being an animal, right? The animalistic tendencies are now very strong, very strong. Dvipadapasu, it is said, two-legged animal. Because dharmena hina pasubhyasa samana, without following the principles of dharma, one is equal to an animal. So it is stated in the scripture. Now, many of us may say, yes, yes, but we are following dharma. But in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, he says, but more than 50% of the people who are saying they're following the principles of dharma are only rendering lip service. Very nice. And then, again, the Kali Yuga activity. This is going on in the best families all over the world when the curtains are closed. Yes. So what to do? It is a difficult time. So no one had the answer. No one. In India, people had some knowledge, but you know, you can't do rituals in a temple all day. Right? You have to also do business, and then sometimes you buy some bad mal, and what do you do when the mal is bad? You just tell, no, it is first quality, definitely, because what can you do? You have to cheat. Otherwise, if you buy some goods, you invest your money in goods, and it's bad stuff. To sell, you have to cheat. And then everybody else cheats, and if you don't cheat also, you're out of business. So it becomes part of life, and it's easy profit, actually. So many ways are going on like this. Like just now, they arrested many people with imitation Rolexes. Right? We've got big in the imitation Rolex businesses, yes. Many people from India actually got into this business. It's too tempting. It's too tempting. Quick money, everyone needs it. This is this age. It's such a struggle to make money. Some quick money is easily made. Like that we can list many, many things. What to do? So it is difficult to live a pure life. Very difficult. Because we have to deal with the world. But Srila Prabhupada gave us the perfect formula to live in the world and to be Krishna conscious. Right? To become purified. By using whatever we earn in the service of Krishna. We try to earn by an honest means. We are not becoming controlled by greed. We try to work properly without fault, but when inadvertently there is some fault anyway, without our will, then that fault will be purified because we're offering the results of our work to Krishna. In different ways, something we give to the temple, something we spend on making a temple in our house. So in this way, 50% of our income is spent on Krishna consciousness, the rest on survival. It is actually possible if we carefully study this science. Then we chant and perform our spiritual practices, and the combination of these two will make our life pure. So it must be done like that. If we take the words of Prabhupada seriously, very seriously, then a miracle will happen. Prabhupada says this movement can turn crows into swans. Kali Yuga man means crow, right? Kali Yuga.
So Prabhupada said, crows, they like garbage. And he says, there are old crows and new crows. The new crows, Prabhupada said, the Indians, they are the new crows. They are the new crows. The old crows have been eating garbage for a long time. But the Indians and the people from Peru also, they are, in South America, they are the new crows, right? They come and they have much more enthusiasm to eat the garbage than the old crows. Old crows eat so long, but new crows, what is that? Garbage, looks good. Yes, so Prabhupada says like that. So, old crows, new crows, it doesn't matter. We should leave all these things. This movement can transform crows into swans. That's the purpose. And that is what we have come in contact with, in somehow or other. Yeah, that must be done like that. Now, sometimes I point out that there are crows, right, who have heard about all this, that crows can be transformed to swans, but they don't want to go through all the trouble, and they just paint their feathers white, right, and then act like swans, right? So there are such crows also, right? And they just try to act like swans. But nobody falls for that, you know. Everyone can see, right? This is just show bottle devotion, right? So somehow or other, the only ones we fool is ourselves. Black crow, white crow, still crow, right? Prabhupada's disciple, Garga Muni, went with Prabhupada to Africa, and he said, after they had been preaching to the local Negroes, right, he said, "Oh, Prabhupada, these people," he said, "they are so fallen, they are so fallen." And Prabhupada looked at him, and he said, "Look, from my perspective, you are a white Negro." Garga Muni was quite shocked. He came out of the room. He said, "You know what Prabhupada just called me? You know what he just called me? You know what he called me?" So we may all be proud of our birth. We may all be proud of our position. And we may all be thinking, well, you know, we are the best because we are from, and fill it in. Right? But actually, if we become honest, humility, yeah, you're doing a good job. Oh boy. And that's one of the reasons why I took sannyas. I must admit. It's wonderful, but I... That was intense. Okay, we were more or less there at the end of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga people, crows, white crows, swans, white Negroes, and white Negroes, and then what? Birth, proud of our birth, proud of our position. The beginning of humility. Humility begins with honesty. Humility begins simply with honesty. If we are honest and say, well, I'm actually not so great. Well, I'm actually not so pure. I'm actually not free of faults at all. Then one may begin to acknowledge, I'm actually not a great saint. I've actually got a long way to go. And honesty will save us. Right? So this honesty is required. Because honesty will help us to come to the point that we admit that we need help. And this is the spirit. Just as a child needs help and comes walking in, I don't know what happened, but something happened and mommy has to come to solve the problem. In the same way, we need help. We need help of a self-realized soul. Because Bhagavad Gita says that the three gunas, the three modes of material nature, the word guna means cord, but it means quality and it also means cord, Prabhupada explains. He said, therefore we are tied up by the three modes of material nature. And one who is tied up thoroughly can never free himself, but needs someone who is free to cut all these ropes. So in this way, we need a liberated soul to free us from this bondage of material existence. And that liberated soul is Prabhupada. And if altogether we make it our business to follow what he said, then crows will turn into swans. And that's really why we are here this evening, to come one step further in our determination to dedicate ourselves to the teachings of Prabhupada. We need to come together, because alone we have no strength. Alone our determination weakens. See, we need to be with others who have the determination to conquer our lower nature. Because let us not be in illusion about ourselves. We are Kali Yuga men and Kali Yuga women, and we need all the help we can get. Right? That is the reality. And no matter what our facade is, no matter how civilized and how important we are, behind it all, same thing. Okay. So, are there any questions or comments from any from your side?
Yeah, go for your life. Okay. Comments.
Okay, this is your chance, Mr. Yoja. Oh my God, he got us with blasphemy. You heard that? Yeah. Well, but that real sannyasis do that. One time in the Jumna Maharaj, right? You know, he was being stopped so many times at the customs, and they would ask him what's inside, and then he would say it's a fishing rod, you know, or they would ask, is it a fishing rod? So one time, he just got so fed up with it that he actually bought a fishing rod, right? And walked around with a fishing rod. And when they asked, you know, is it a fishing rod? He said, yeah, sure, check it out. And it was, you know, see? So, you know, real sannyasis do this thing. Right, because you wouldn't dare to say that in the Jumna Maharaj is not a real sannyasi, would you?
Thank you.
Yes, very nice. But I think it's nice to hear from older devotees, you know? I find that when devotees speak, yeah, that is very nice. Like on Vyasa Pujas, you know, like we just celebrated Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja, and then we all assemble, and then, you know, everyone speaks, and some people there come up, you know, there's the microphone's there, you know, and you try to speak in the microphone, you know, and you put the microphone there, and then, you know, and it's right there, right? And then they again move the microphone, you know, you go, keep that microphone there, and then they go, and they speak like, you almost can't understand a word, right? But if you catch a few words every once in a while, there's something there, you know? There's something there. And even like people who you think, you know, are quite simple, you know, you walk around, you think, well, that's a real simple person. But even the simple devotee, right, will say something that actually has depth and value. So to hear devotees speak is always very interesting, actually. Although some devotees can mix up their interesting statements with a whole lot of very boring ones. these kind of classes, right, where even the speaker falls asleep. Kamasmi Bharatar Sabha. Krishna says that he is sex life according to religious principle. So sex is in the Bhagavad Gita. We have no problem with sex. It's all right. Yes, your turn. By association. By service. From service comes more service, and if you actually serve the spiritual master, then after a while, you get a taste for it. Like anything. It's in the beginning, you take a few hesitant attempts to serve, and it wasn't so bad. Okay, try it again. Serve a little more. And if you actually do what the spiritual master says, you really stick to it, you become very light. Right? You become quite peaceful and inspired inside. If you don't follow the order of your spiritual master, then you can never be peaceful. You'll always be disturbed. Yeah? You'll be restless. You'll always be restless. You look for this, you look for that, but you won't be satisfied. Nothing can satisfy you. Know, you don't follow the order of your spiritual master. It's just not enough. You know? Try this, try that. Yeah? But if you follow the order of your spiritual master, everything becomes light and with time. You know? Yeah. So, after a while you get a taste and you engage in more. And then you begin to associate with other people who also are enthusiastic about fulfilling the order of their spiritual master, and they become your friends. And, you know, their enthusiasm makes you enthusiastic. And this way it goes on and on. And then if you live with that year after year, it really begins to make a difference. And that's all there's to it. And then there's so much mercy. Like, on these Vyasa Puja days, everybody is proclaiming how they are not qualified, how they are not very good followers and all this. But in spite of, even if that would be true, in spite of not being good followers, so much mercy. So much mercy. So if you just stick to it, somehow or other, stick to the spiritual master, everything will be really nice. Because spiritual master is actually a very nice person.
not ordinary at all. It's worth it to invest some energy in that relationship. Yogi comes back. He's thought of a good one.
All right, you know, you don't have to do all the drama with that. No, but I mean to say, it's actually not so dramatic. There is an element of that, you know, without false pride, that everyone feels like you associate with like-minded people, right? If you want to spend your time reading the scriptures, then you need to be in an atmosphere where that's possible. Then you should not stay in a room with people who are, you know, all day yakking it up, you know, because then you won't read a letter. Right? Then you may have to stay in a somewhat more quiet environment. So to seek out some like-minded association and seek more of that association is actually recommended, and that's not false pride. But it is not only that we are looking for our own spiritual advancement and associate with devotees who are either like-minded or more advanced. We must also be merciful and kind to those who are less advanced. So we do associate with everyone, even those who are not very serious about Krishna consciousness. See, we may not be so serious about Krishna consciousness, but maybe with time, one day, we'll develop a desire to become more serious with Krishna consciousness. That may take many years. You may be a devotee for 20 years, and then one day realize, I actually never had the desire to be serious, but just now I'm beginning to get it. And when that happens, that day that you desire to become serious, then you can start looking for some serious association. Yeah. So, some selection in an association is needed. Yeah. Some association that stimulates us in hearing and chanting, we need. For sure. But at other times, we also must give association, not only take. That is a very serious matter. When a spiritual master is deviating from Krishna consciousness, then things are not good, very bad. So, in such a case, one must approach other senior Vaishnavas about this matter, discuss the matter, first to kind of confirm that really we have properly understood it. Then if it's very clear and confirmed, but he may question him from, how come that the scriptures are prescribing this type of behavior and you are behaving in an opposite way? Could you please clarify this? Right? Such questions may be asked. We are not to be blind followers. We always have the scripture. And when the scripture is not followed, we have the scripture, we have the senior Vaishnavas, and this is our protection. This is our quality. Quality control is there. Yes. So, you know, we don't have to be blind customers, right? We can check the quality, right? And if we find the quality is not up to the mark, then we can say that. But respectful. To a senior, always respectful. Not say, you wretch! You're not following the scriptures! That we cannot do. That can be done to a junior, but not to a senior. So with etiquette, if it is done, with respect, we may present, or if we feel, no, this is too difficult, I cannot say, then some other senior Vaishnava may do that for us.
but we cannot accept deviation from any spiritual authority. Not from the spiritual master, not from the temple president, not from any leader. They must, any one in a leading position in Krishna consciousness must follow the standard. Otherwise, Prabhupada says, otherwise everything will be spoiled. So that we cannot allow. So if such things are there, we must deal with it. And it has happened, and we have dealt with this. Therefore, actually, the fact that all these things have been dealt with shows that the movement is still strong. Yeah. That the teachings of Prabhupada are still pure, and the followers of Prabhupada are upholding those teachings. The fact that some people have been removed from high positions, you know, even to the point that it was harming the reputation of our movement, proves that actually the purity is still there, that we are not tolerating impurity or deviation. I think that it will be very rare that a spiritual master is sinful, because the spiritual master is not just becoming spiritual master on his own. A spiritual master is becoming a spiritual master because he's recognized by other superior Vaishnavas for his surrender, his purity, and the way he's following. Therefore, it is very, very rare that such a thing occurs. Yeah. So generally speaking, this question would be a rhetorical question rather than a very realistic question. The first point you made was that the spiritual master takes away the karma of the disciple at the time of initiation, if I remember you said. Actually, it is not so that all the karma is removed at the time of initiation. Some karma is removed, and so much karma remains and is gradually being purified. But some karma is removed. I compare it to, if you have a building of 100 stories, maybe the spiritual master takes you up to the 10th story, but you still have to go all the other 90 stories like that, with his help. So, it is said that if a spiritual authority is wrong, but if the disciple is sincere and is following, then the disciple is pure and Krishna accepts that service purely. Even if the spiritual master would be fallen, if the disciple follows purely, there is no fault on his part. Of course, he is not meant to follow the spiritual master in the fallen activity. If he follows the spiritual master in fallen activity, then he also becomes contaminated. Yes. So, but if he actually follows the proper standard, he's not affected. Yes. Prabhupada pointed out like that. But again, you know, when you talk about the spiritual master in that connection, I think then we are talking about a very exceptional situation, really. Sukracharya. Punya. They get a better position than we get. Yeah, yeah. She's better off than you. Not only that, but she is getting even your punya. Let me see. But. Actually,
that would be the case if you were engaged in ordinary pious activities. Then this would be the dynamics, right? If you would be an ordinary couple that would engage in pious activities, yes, it would be like that. But because you are serving Krishna, and because she is serving Krishna, you are getting so much mercy from her all the time. See, now you are transcendental. And actually she has also become a transcendental personality. Whenever she applies tilak, you are being purified just by seeing that. When she worships Krishna, you're being purified by her presence, right? Whatever she cooks and offers to the Lord is Krishna prasadam. That is her mercy to, in this house, purify this house by Krishna prasadam. So she is benedicting the whole house. When she walks through the house, right, the mercy of her lotus feet transforming this house into Vaikuntha. She's smiling now. I don't want to continue because you'll get in trouble. But she'll remember this for a long time. You know, and at a certain, when you have some disagreement especially, then she'll say, the Swami said. But anyhow, so in transcendental relationships, things are different. Things are different than in ordinary karmic relationships. Right? So, we are beyond that level, actually. We've come to the transcendental stage. Vaishnavas and Vaishnavi are benedicting one another. Yeah. Okay, time is flying. And there's lots of noise in the kitchen. So maybe we'll chant a few more minutes just to, because Prabhupada used to do at the beginning and the end.
Hey.